In the legend, there were a number of bacharim that from time to time would sort of like escape and go to a Rebbe Shetish. There was no Rebbe Shetish in Volozhin, you can imagine, but where they would travel is to a not so far away, which was called Lechvich. Lechvich had a great tzaddik, was the Mordechai of Lechvich. As a matter of fact, the Salonim of Hasidus, you know, which in Eretz Yisrael, which is thriving today, basically the legacy among the early Admoirim was the Mordechai of Lechvich. The Lechvich, also the Kabriner and so on, these are the great Admoirim going back to the second half of the 1700s, right over a little bit into the 1800s. It's good to mention that Mordechai Lechvich was a Talmud of Shlomo LeKarline. And Karlin Stoller, you know, that's like one type of a derech. Shlomo Karlina had the misfortune that unfortunately that he was murdered. He died al Kiddush Hashem, and he's one of the great tzaddikim. There were some that even pointed that tzaddik like Shlomo Karlina, who had this fate, that possibly he might have been like Mashiach ben Yosef. Because throughout history we know that Mashiach ben Yosef is someone who will die al Kiddush Hashem. Of course, no one knows exactly who Mashiach B'Yosef is. Some suggest that B'Sham Shalom of Ostropolia, the great Baal Mekubal, which is in 1648, the Gezer of Tach V'Tat. Some suggest it might have been Shlomo LeKarlina and so on. The hallmark of the Lechvish Hasidus was the Koich of Tefillah. The emphasis that was put into davening with tremendous Islahavus, tremendous Ishtapchus HaNefesh, really giving all the entire being. And Atkadei Kach, the davening or the tefillah of Mordechai of Lechvich became so well known far that people used to come from all over Poshet to have at least a one-time experience to be able to see what a real davening is like, this really very, very unusual way of Avodas Hashem of Mordechai of Lechvich. It is said that once that he visited Lvov, that's Lemberg, which is called today Lvov, and he said that I heard, said Mordechai of Lechvich, that there is a bird. There's a certain bird that who says Shira. Now, of course, we know when there's Perik Shira, it talks about, it gives us the various psukim that all the animals, in fact, say Shira. Birds say Shira all the time. But there's a particular bird. A particular bird, he said, I heard, that says Shira with such a slahavus and such a brand that actually it explodes. In other words, the bird pashit, it's atkalois anefesh mamish. So Mordechai Lechvich says, I envy that bird. Said, that bird is tama bird, he says. And it says shir to the point that mamish is tire goof. He said, but the entire goof pashit becomes explodes and they become incapacitated. He says, and I, he says, I davening and I walk around till later on like nothing happened. He says, it doesn't affect me. So it is said that the next morning that he was Mekadish and attire himself in an amazing way and he davened with superhuman strength. To the point is that Megoidlis Tahavas that actually punctured something in the lung. Probably the way that he was breathing or whatever happened, he had a mach in the lung and the doctors really almost gave up hope on him. But Lamaisi was echa to a Rufu Shalema. He would say there's a posik in Tehillim Ayin Gimel. The Remelech says, Ani bar v'loyedo. I am senseless and unknowing. He says, but Lamaisa the posik says, for Yisi Imoch. So Mordechai of Lechvich to say, I'm kedai to be mevatel my whole seichel. I should be foolish, I should be unknowing, as long as I'm with you. Nothing is important, he says, to me, as having this chus to be connected, to have dveikus by Hashem, be connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In addition to everything else, there's tremendous, tremendous baal tzedakah. He gave everything away. Mamash, he gave everything away. He used to give tzedakah before davening, he used to give after davening. He gave tzedakah before learning and after learning. He gave tzedakah before eating, he gave tzedakah after eating. Every opportunity that he had to give tzedakah, this was the tremendous mahalach that he had. In any case, so going back to Volozhin, so there was a number of Talmidim who basically would sort of like steal themselves in a hidden way and go to Volozhin, and without, of course, Reb Chaim, make sure that Reb Chaim would not know about that. This would be from time to time, and you know that Reb Chaim, you know, was not happy with that, and this was not something that he was not. So it turns out that the Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Chaim, once had to leave town for a specific Hoshiva reason. So they think, oh, now's the opportunity. Rosh Yeshiva is not in the Yeshiva. You know, so now we have the opportunity, you know, again, to travel to Lechvich and to go to the Rebbe. And the Kachavet, he went to the Rebbe, and he spent Shabbos by Mordechai of Lechvich. And on the way home, they got up on a wagon, and the wagon stops in various towns to pick up other passengers. Who do you think is there? Reb Chaim goes up on the same wagon. So now they were caught like a red-handed. He said, oh, so what's going to happen over here? So Reb Chaim asked him very, very calmly, and he says, tell me, you went to Lechvitch, so what did you see in Lechvitch? Tell me, what did you see in Lechvitch? So he says, in Lechvitch we saw a mamish open Ruach HaKodesh, and they gave various demonstrations of Shah HaRebbe. They experienced various inyonim of Ruach HaKodesh, but Dech HaTev is not Shah, that he should know this, and this was clearly Ruach HaKodesh that they saw. And Reb Chaim said, he says, for that you have to go so far, you have to go to Lechvitch. He says, I can do the same thing. And so they were like, they were very astonished that this was not the way Reb Chaim Volozhin would ever speak like that. I can also do that. So Reb Chaim said, if you want to know, I'll tell you exactly what's happening now in my house. And he's, of course, he's not home. He's on the road, traveling towards home. And he says, what happened is that my wife, my Rebbetzin, at this particular time, she slapped one of my children. Why? Because I was away, and the child sat on my seat, and she, of course, it's not because of the seat in your father's chair. So in order to educate him, she gave him a slap. This is what happened. So they listened. And when they arrived back to Volozhin, they decided they wanted to test it out. Maryland, he went into the hole and they asked the Rebbetzin particularly, they told him the story, what happened, and Kachav Amamish. This is what happened, exactly what Reb Chaim said, that's actually what took place, and he was there very far away. So when he came, they told Reb Chaim how surprised they were that he knew this. So he said, all of these ideas, he says, comes, he says, from the Koyach of Torah. Halay Metoyah Lishma, when somebody learns Toyah Lishma, so the Gemara says, the Meir says, Zoychel Dvorim Harbi. In the Mishnah Novice, what does Zoychel Dvorim Harbi mean? Among the Dvorim Harbi is to be able to know things that are normally concealed, which a person, the regular person, will not be able to see. But yet, that's the Koyach of learning Torah Lishma. So Mele, he's able to be Shailet and to rule even over Teva as well. So this is what Reb Chaim mentioned. So it's Kedai, just many, many years ago, it was written up that the Brisker Rav, in a various shmuz that he had, told over the following situation. He said there was a particular chusid who came and visited his father, the Brisker Rav's father, which was Reb Chaim Brisker. Of course, this far removed from Chassidus. And so the chusid was telling him the greatness of his Rebbe, telling him all kinds of mercy, all kinds of wondrous things, he said, that his Rebbe did. And the Brisker Rav said, I was there in the room, and my father, Reb Chaim, says, Moifsim, I can tell you from my own father, the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi, Yosheber of Brisk, I can tell you Moifsim. But I want you to know that Moifsim Nishkan Torah. And he went on to say the following. This is what Reb Chaim said. That he came to the house of Reb Chaim, and he told him that at the far end of the city of Brisk, that there is a sreifa, there's a fire. And it seems that there's no way to be able to extinguish that fire, certainly not in time. And it's a very, very dangerous situation. And we were here with the brave dad, so they came to the Beis Halevi to tell him about it. So Reb Chaim, he says, so my father, the Beis Halevi, asked, bring me a pail of water. He brought him a pail of water, and he started pouring the pail of water in his room, and the fire extinguished over there. The water that he poured over here, the fire extinguished over there. That was one moifis. But moifisim nishkan toiri, he said. The second moifis, he says, Reb Chaim said that when I was a young boy, and playing, he says, as usual, as children play, so one of my friends did something that got me very upset. And I came into the house, my father, Reb Chaim, the Beis Halevi, noticed I was very upset, this is Reb Chaim saying. So Reb Chaim says, my father said, grab a hold of your tzitzis. I grabbed hold of my tzitzis, and immediately I calmed down. This is the way. And the third thing he said, and then also when he said this maise, he said, Reb Chaim said to the chusid, but mafsim nishkan toirim. The third thing he says is, Reb Chaim said, I came in once into the room of my father, the Beis Halevi, and I saw something that really said, I almost say it's my neshoma. My neshoma mamish flew out. Why? I saw him take a burning, like a red hot piece of iron, and he's touching his hand and it's not burning. And I said, Tata, what are you doing? So he says, I'm testing myself to see if the Eshel Gehenna is shorter than me or not. And Reb Chaim said, Moivsim Nishkan Torah. Said the Brisker Rav, I wanted to know that Reb Chaim continued on and on with more mises. I left the room. Why? Because being that my father said, Moivsim Nishkan Torah, for me it's bitl Torah to stay on. So I left. but this is the mice of Reb Chaim. So upon which you see from Reb Chaim Volozhin, that's the Koich HaTorah. If you have the Koich HaTorah, so there's no end to the Koiches of what a person is able to have. So we go here, Rabbi Yisai, to the Ruach Chaim. It's on Daf Chof Tes. We're starting, actually, this is the second Mishnah Beis in Ruach Chaim, Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Beis. You see Daf Chof Tes, it's the lower paragraph of Shloisha Devarim in your edition. Daf Chof Tes. It says there that Shimon HaTzadik, he was from the last, those who were left over from the great, right, assembly of sages, from the great Chachomim. And Hu HaYoim is a very famous maimer that Shimon HaTzadik said. There are three things which keeps the world standing. The three pillars. Torah, of course, means Limud HaTorah. Avodah means serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Either when we had a Beis HaMikdash, Avodah meant Korbanos. And today we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, so Avodah means Tefillah. And the second thing is Gemilas Chasodim, doing all kinds of acts of kindness one to another. These are the three pillars that basically keeps the world up. In other words, if we would not have these three Amudim, the world would dissolve. The world, in order to stand, has to have these three Amudim. It has to have the Amud HaTorah, you have to have the pillar of Avodah, and Gemilas Chasodim. Reb Chaim here in the bottom, take a look in your reading. I'll show you the take a look. Taf Chof Tes in the bottom. Reimus Bozeh. Reb Chaim says these three items, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasodim, it's not only that you have three different situations. You have Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasodim, but they also correspond to something else. Reb Chaim, the previous segment, pointed out the person is supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of his faculties. And basically you divide the person's kishroinus, the person's faculties, three areas. You have what's called machshava, you have dibur, and you have maise. These are three things which, these three nekudas are something that runs through the fabric of all the svarim. The Tanya talks about it very, very often. The Shem Shmuel very extensively talks about it. The idea of the three aspects of a person's koiches, which is machshava, the power of thought. Then you have the dibur, the power of speech, and maise, action. So a person is supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with machshava. Machshava should be in the right place. Dibur, to say the right things. And of course, which is the maise, which is to do the right things. To do the right things. Reb Chaim points out that Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasodim, the right correspond to machshava, dibur, and maise. When we say al shloisha dvarim oilam oimid, al Torah, al Avodah, al Gemilas Chasodim, Reb Chaim develops the idea that these three items, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasodim, they correspond to machshava, dibur, and maise. And that means there are different ways that you could relate it one to the other in a different way. Reb Chaim puts it up in this situation. And he said the following. Allah Torah, he says, that's dibur. Reb Chaim said Torah is dibur, which means to say is, because when you learn Torah, you should really learn Torah b'peh. You should not learn Torah like Lahav, like you read a newspaper, you know, like you skim through it with your eyes, you know, and you cover the information, right? You don't read a book loud by saying word for word. You look at it with your eyes. And of course, you read and you comprehend. But Torah really is a special thing to say it b'peh. So the Gemara, which means when the Torah comes out from the inside to the outside, when you really say it, bepeh. And so Torah, he says, is the beginning of Torah, that's dibur. That's the koyach of dibur. Avoide, which is korbonus, the avoide is the korbonus, that's bechinas machshove. Ketluye b'machshove shel koyim, which means that pigul yeshtem b'machshove. We know that a Kohen can do everything physically possible, but if he has, right, if he has a certain improper machshava, without going down the details of pigul, it's not the purpose here to matter, but pigul means you have a certain particular improper machshava. We see how machshava, the quality machshava, also has an effect at your result of your, even though physically the action is done perfectly right, but if the machshava is not in the right place, so mamela the Kohen becomes possible. So avodah basically is an indication that's not enough to do the right thing, but you also have to have the proper machshava. And that's why when the kohen, right, has a machshava, it's called pigal, which is a very specific, which is an improper machshava, and there's all types of improper machshavas. The truth is, pigul is a negative machshava. But the truth is, Reb Chaim says, when a kohen does the avodah, he should also have a positive machshava. What kind of positive machshava should the kohen have when he does the avodah of korbanos? The kavanah, what he should be thinking about when he is makriv a korban, lahalosh nefesh habeham islamalo. The goof of a person is a lowly goof. It's ofrim min adomo. The chelek haneshama is something that's high. The guf is called the nefesh habehamis, because as far as the guf is concerned, we are really not far removed from the animal world, because all the desires that animals had, the physical guf of a human being also has the same desires. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says that there are six things, shloisha, three things a person is doyma to a malach, and three things doyma lebeimah. So the physical guf of a person in many ways corresponds to a behema. But the man, being that he has the seichel, and he has an ishom kedosho, he's able to elevate the guf, to be mikadish the guf, that the guf not only should contradict the neshama, but forget, the guf should serve the neshama. So a behema is a behema. And yet what do? We take a little, we take a behema, and we turn into a carbon. We elevate a simple animal, which is an animal, and it becomes kodesh l'shem. Not some Kodesh Lashem, it becomes Kodesh Kedoshim. It becomes Kodesh Kedoshim. That means when the Kohen is makriv a carbon on behalf of someone, that the person's goof of that someone should also be, if the behemoth could become elevated, your goof for sure can become elevated. The machshava of the Kohen should be lahalish nefesh habahamis. The nefesh habahamis, the animal chelik of a person, which normally is lowly, to be able to elevate that lamala. In other words, the goof of a yid who brings a carbon should not remain in the same lowly status as after the carbon. After the carbon is brought, so the goof of that person should have an aliyah. That's avoida when you had. So avoida again is machshava. The kohen should have positive machshava and certainly not pigles, not to have a negative machshava. What about today? We don't have karbonis. So what's avoida? So v'chem bizmanazeh. And so to bizmanazeh, avoidas tfila is b'mokim carbon. The davening, that takes the place of a carbon. And we know, Shidorshu Rabbeinu Zechoinu Levrocha, the Chomim Darshan, the Masechta Tainis, is now based on the Posik. We say, right, Nishma Behoyim Shemoya, Tishimu Mesoisai, right, Hashem Mesavishchai, Laha, Hashem Loke, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your heart. And we know, what do Chazal Darshan, how do you serve Hashem with your heart? Ezu Avoyde Shebelev, Havoyim Ezu Tfilah. So we see that what? That avoid is tefillah also. So when you, avada, when you had a Beis Hamikdash, so the actual avoid was karbonis. But lamaisa, avoid is shebelev, that is tefillah. Tefillah is avoid. But look what Reb Chaim says, you want to know what tefillah is? It's incredible words. Ki inyan ha-tefillah, hi mesiras nefesh l'kodesh baruch hu ki inyan ha-korban. Reb Chaim says, if tefillah takes the place of a korban, they're supposed to accomplish what a korban does. A carbon is basically offering up the carbon to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So tefillah means that why did you become a carbon? Tefillah takes the place of a carbon, which means instead of actually having a carbon on the Mizbeach, you become the carbon. How can you become a carbon? By being ready to be moiser your nefesh to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That means when each tzatzah daven, when he davens, not just be ready right to give lip service to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it actually means I'm ready now to be moiser my nefesh to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because you now take the place of a carbon, which was Bizman Abayis, and we had a Beis Hamikdash. That's what tefillah is about. That is the high level. And the Gemara says in Brachot, tefillah is dvarim she'omdim biruma shalaylam, something which is way uppermost high. That, and b'nei yodim mezalzalim boy, said the Gemara. And unfortunately, people are mezalzal in tefillah. They don't respect the tefillah. But that's what tefillah is. Tefillah is mesiras nefesh l'kodesh baruch hu kinyan ha'korban. And it goes further to explain it also, literally. Because every word that comes out of your mouth is a breath. In other words, we know that the koyach of dibur is a spiritual thing. In other words, dibur, the koyach of dibur comes from the nefesh, from the neshama. Chaim says the nefesh Chaim a lot of times. Because how do we find again by Bria Sodom? Right, by here Adam the nefesh chayo. By Yipar Bapov, Hakadosh Baruch Hu blew right Nishmas Bapov. Because Baruch Hu blew the neshama in the nostrils of a person. Now we receive the neshama. What happened? What did he become? He becomes a nefesh chayo. What does the Targum say? Leruach memalalo. So the koyach of speech nemtzach from the neshama. So the power of speech nemtzach from the neshama. That comes from the neshama. So when you speak, you're giving shtickle neshama out. So you give shtickle neshama. That neshama should go for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. When you speak, your neshama that you're giving up by speaking, you're giving up a shikum, your neshama is coming out. And when you're davening, you should realize that you should be, that should be your kavana, that you're giving up your Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because Shlomo Chazal pointed out the strength of Dibur. You know how powerful Dibur is? Akim Asfos of Havamais, without going into the halachic ramifications. Chazal say that when a person speaks, you move your lips. So moving your lips in a certain sense, like doing an action with your hands, even though it's only a Dibur. But the point is, because when you speak, and you're moving your lips, meaning is when you speak, we're actually giving a shtickle of your neshama. Eloch Maisa Godel Mizeh. That's how Reb Chaim explains it. That's why Kima Sfos of moving your lips is a Maisa. Actually, it's only a Dibur. But the Pshat is when you're speaking, you're giving a chelik of your neshama. If you're giving a chelik neshama, that's a tremendous Maisa. That's the reason that Akima Sfos of moving your lips has a din of a Maisa, like the various halachas, which ain't Kama Koimoy to be marach in that. Now, so therefore, says Reb Chaim, so the ikar avodas hatfilah tzorachliyah belev v'nefesh, v'loy beguf bilvad. It's not just your guf, moving your lips. Even shuckling is also the guf, right? The shuckle tzorachazach. That's only using the guf. It's not the shuckling alone. It's not the lip movements alone. It's the lev and the nefesh. Kumash Omar, we find in Tehillim, Dovid HaMelech says, Halali nafshi is Hashem. Doesn't say halali goofy, my goof should praise Hashem. Halali nafshi, rotzaloyma, what he means to say, shanefesh gamhi tishalol, that the neshama should be part, right, of the praise and the tefillah that Ayid davens the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, so far we found like this, Torah v'avoida. Torah is dibur. That's the ultimate way of really learning Torah. Torah is really dibur. As a matter of fact, the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Mem Vav, that Hamaharim Dibur Torah does not make Birchas HaTorah. For a person just thinks Torah. If you don't say Torah B'peh, but you don't have to make Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah in the morning before learning, you have to say Birchas HaTorah. Right? Lasik B'divrei Torah Asher Bochabonu. However, Hamaharim, somebody's Maharer, if he only, in other words, just thinks, right? He opens up a Gemara, but he can be learning 25 blat, he can be learning. But if he's only being Maharer, he's only thinking about it, he's not saying the words. For here alone, you don't. So the real Limud HaTorah, the true Koyach of Limud HaTorah is really B'peh. So Torah is Dibur. As far as Avoid is concerned, the Ikr is the Machshava, as we said. That's the Machshava. That is the Lev, that's the Nefesh. And if it's Tefillah, it says, has to be Mesiris Nefesh L'Kodesh Baruch Hu. That should be your Kavona. And Gemilas Chasodim, that's Maise. Dibur, Machshava we had already so far, now comes Maise. Gemilas Chasodim, in other words, a person can sit on his chair and think all day, I'd like to do with this person a toiv, I'd like to do. By thinking about doing a toiv, it's the Gunishka toiv, because you didn't do anybody a toiv. You have to do it. Gemilas Chasodim is a Maise. Without a Maise, it doesn't mean anything. Gemilas Chasodim is Bechinas Maise, either Begufoi, helping somebody physically, or Bemamoinoi, or writing a check. All that is a Maise. So, the only question is, usually the Seder Advarim is, what the Seder is? Machshava, Dibur, Maise. But that's the Seder. First, before anything, you have to think about it. After Machshava comes Dibur, right, and then comes Maise. And here the order is the other way. Torah is Dibur, right, and Avoid is Machshava. Shouldn't be reversed. In other words, if these three things correspond to Machshava, Dibur, Maise, why the Shleika Seder? Torah is Dibur, right, he mentions Torah. Allah Torah v'Avoid Agimus Chasodim. So he mentions Torah first. Torah is Dibur. Avoid is Machshava. Should Machshava be first, so the Seder should be reversed? So he says, "Umashe Choshev Kam Dibur Tchilo." The reason that he mentions Dibur first, Fakah Machshava, Lachayre Machshava comes first, then comes Dibur, Kedei Lahagdim Torah. Because first of all the three pillars that the world stands on, he wants to be Magdim Dinyach of Torah. He wants to be Magdim. He wants to tell us that Torah is the first thing. Torah, which is the Dibur, is Lekulam Liyot Shatayre Hiho Iker. Torah is the main thing. Shebo Toloi Shefach Chius Kol Oilomois. Reb Chaim tells us very clearly that the Torah that is the gives life not only to this world, not only this world, the sustenance, the kium, the mainstay of this world is Torah, and all the oilam is all the upper worlds. All the oilam is al yoinim, they are sustained through the koyach of Torah. And Reb Chaim, this is the famous Reb Chaim, people want to know where it is. Look at this next line. This is the famous Reb Chaim Belozhin. V'imchaz v'sholom, hoyo oilam kuloi, mikseyu vat kitseyu betelem en ha-toyre. Rega echot, ka'achas hoyo mamish kolo oilamois betelem v'choyzerum ha-toyre v'voyim. Reb Chaim says, within a 24-hour period, every moment of the day, someplace, there must be some Torah learned, even by one person at least. it will be a metzias within a 24-hour period. That should be any moment that no one learns, either this end of the world, doesn't make it clear where in the world. Somewhere in the world, there always has to be some Torah learned. If it would be a hechatimse, that no place in the world, for one moment, there would be no Torah, Rav Chaim says, mamish, even rega echad would be bottled in a Torah, all the oilmas would be bottled, the choyzum a Torah v'voyu. That's why it is known that Volozhin had the system of rotation of having 24-hour learning of Seder. To make sure that what? That the learning never stops in Volozhin, because just in case there be some place in the world at this particular time that no one is learning Torah, at least Torah is being learned over here. To save the world, to save the Kim Oilam. That's the way it was. There would be one moment, any moment, there's no Torah anywhere in the world, the total world, the total entirely would become bottle. So Mamela, therefore, Val Yidea Torah hi kiyumom. It's with the Koyach of Torah, that's the kiyum. That's the kiyum. So Mamela is of other. So Torah is the Iker. So even though Torah is Dibur, and Avoid is Machshava, usually Machshava comes before Dibur, but he wants to emphasize the Cheshivas of Torah. The Torah is the Iker. That's the most important. Skip the brackets here. V'chein, also Cheshiv, also the Seder, Torah Avoid Gimel Chasodim, he says, it follows the Seder of the Ovois Mimata Lamalo. We have Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. If you go backwards, Yaakov Yitzchak Avram, and you look, you define the midos of the three others, you'll find the following: Ki Yaakov Avinu Olav Hashalom Tikin Amud HaTorah. Yaakov Avinu is the one who resembles Torah. Yaakov Yishtam Yoshev Aholim. Yaakov is the one, right, who is the one who sits and learns. Tikin Emes Lo Yaakov. We know Emes means truth, and the only truth, Emes is the truth, and the Gemara tells us Emes is Torah. So Mel Yaakov tikkun amud haTorah sheYoshev aHolim. Yitzchak we know tikkun amud avoido sheYoyel tamimo. Yitzchak was a carbon. Yitzchak was ready to be sacrificed on the Akedah. Yitzchak was an oil tamimo, was not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. He was like a carbon, a live carbon, a living carbon. So Yitzchak is avoido, and Avram is tikkun amud gemilas chasodim kidu vayita eshel. But Mavina was busy with achnos esorchim and so on and so forth. Let me find out. So these are the milas that we have here regarding the Seder of Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasodim. So Torah, of course, that's the mainstay, and that is the Iker of the Kim Oilam. So now, so Ala Torah Val Avodah, there's a few more lines here. Ala Torah Val Avodah, the world stands on Torah and Avodah. Reb Chaim brings us the source of that. Shenemar is a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Imloy berisi v'goymer. The pasuk says, "Imloy berisi." If not my Torah, yoymon v'laylo. If there would not be Torah, day and night, chukos shemaim v'ores lesamti. The disciplines of heaven and earth would not exist, would not be. The chukos shemaim v'ores are only here. The disciplines of shemaim v'ores because there's Torah. Imloy berisi. If not for my Torah, the bris haTorah, chukos shemaim v'ores v'rosaloymer. Shemaim v'yoretz biyachad loyhoyim mischabri milula haTorah. Rav Chaim's pshat is what Brias Oilam accomplished is not just a Kadosh Baruch Hu who created heaven and earth. You realize if you have heaven and earth and Shemaim is up there and Oretz is down here, that is not the purpose. We have not accomplished anything. Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, his intent was that Shemaim and Oretz should have a connection. To have an earthly world, to have a Gashmizig world, to have a physical world that has no connection with Shemayim, it's not Kedai. Didn't accomplish anything. The creation and the purpose of creation, the mission, the purpose, because what we created as a Shemayim Vesaurus was that Shemayim Vesaurus should be connected. We should be able to bring down Shemayim down here. Rav Chaim says, so what is the connector? What brings Shemayim down to Oris? What connects heaven and earth? Shemayim is a million miles up there, Oris is down here. What brings them together? That's the Torah. The Torah brings Shemayim and Oris together. As a matter of fact, by Yered Hashem Ol Har Sinai, you know what Rashi says in Chumash? Hirchen HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Shemayim down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hirchen HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Shemayim down to the Oris at the time of Matan Torah. Because what Torah accomplishes is to make a connection, to make it serious. There's never, Gashmi should never be separated from Ruchnis. They should always be connected. Shemayim, which is heavenly, which is spiritual, and Earth, which is Gashmi, always have to be connected. And what is the Koyach that connects it? That's with the Koyach of Torah. Ki hashpo yoredes hakol. All the hashpoyos, all the benefits that come down to Shemayim, Because heaven and earth are connected. Heaven al day is kashrus. The Pesuk says in Bereishis, there's a connection both ways. In the physical world we find the Eid, Yalim, and Oretz. The ground brings, there's a mist that comes up, right, goes up, forms clouds, and then comes down the rain. So we see even the physical sense is a connection between earth and Shemayim. The Eid, Yalim, and Oretz, there's the mist that comes out from the ground, and the Lemetara Shemayim, Tishtemoyim, and then what rains, right, that's the water we have. We say there's a connection, we see there's a connection between Eretz and Shemayim. Also we find Eve. Eve we find, because Baruch Hu says to Eve, when Eve complained about all the sorrows that he had, because Baruch Hu said to Eve, Hayodato Chukai Shemayim, do you know the laws of heaven? Im Tosim Mishtoroi Boris. In other words, do you place the Koich of Shemayim on the land? Do you have the Koich to bring Shemayim down to this earth? In other words, it's supposed to be always a continuation. Whatever happens down here is all preordained in Shemayim. And Yomir Razal, Chazal have told us, Rabbi Sein of the Chorim Brocha, Ein Loch Eisem Be'oris. When you see grass growing, Rabbi Isai, you know what makes it grow? Nature? Nah. She Ein Loi Malach. There's no grass that does not have an angel. Berekiah, Makeu. He hits him. Voim Loi Gadeu. Hear that? Grass grows because there's a malach in Shemayim that comes down, right, and gives them a little bit of a whack. You have to grow. Gashmi is ba'atzmoi ein loy koichu metzius klal. Hear that? Gashmi is. There would be no such thing as Gashmi is. Lulei koichu elyum. Every Dabar Gashmi has a spiritual component. Without the spiritual component, nothing has a metzius. It's the koyach ha'elyon. It's the spiritual component ha'shoich in all of u'mikaymoi. This is the way it works, Rabbi Yisai. Ein loch koyach u'metzius. Ein loch eisem boreh chein lo malach brekiah that says gadol. It's a very beautiful pshat. You all know the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai. We'll stop here for the moment. It's a very beautiful Gemara, where the Gemara talks about what type of a Rebbe should you have to learn Torah from. So what does the Gemara tell us, Rabbi Isai? If a Rav doyme l'malach Hashem tzavois, if the Rebbe is doyme to a malach, yivakshu Torah m'piyu. From such a Rebbe you should learn Torah. The Rebbe is doyme to a malach. And all the Mepharshim ask, whoever suffers all a malach, whoever saw a malach that should be able to, my Rebbe should be doyme to a malach. What does that mean? So the Kedura, one of the Mepharshim, the Perushim is with the Haflos of the Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer. He says, a malach is an oymid, not a hoylach. A malach is not able to grow in the madrega. A person, a human being, is a hoylach. Kadosh Baruch Hu created him with a yetzer hara, with a yetzer tov, and Kadosh Baruch Hu created him on the lowest madrega, but he himself has to, through his own koiches, he develops himself in his oylach malo malo. Man, that's why Babriya Sa'odom does not say kitov. What did the Baloi Karim say, one of the early philosophers, Rabbi Yosef Albo, going back hundreds of years ago? Why does he say Kitoiv? He says, Kitoiv, you have to make yourself Kitoiv. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not make you Kitoiv. He gave you the ingredients. He created you with Ramach Ivorim. He gave you your limbs. He gave you your Gidden. He gave you your Seichel. He gave you your Neshama. Now work. Now I gave you everything. Now you make. You have to turn yourself by a behemoth, the way she's born, that's what she remembers. I guess it's a behemoth. A Kippurim says, Kitoiv. The behemoth is as toiv as it ever get. But a human being only becomes Kitoiv through his own efforts. That's a human being. So a human being is a hoylich, supposed to be a hoylich. Halavai, we should be a hoylich, not remain the same madrega. A malach is an oymet. The way he's created, that's the way he remains. He's like a robot in a certain sense. He's supposed to do what Hashem. Malach is loshin shlichus. Every malach has a mission. Yishlach yankov malochim. Right, messenger. Rashi said it happens to be malachim mamish grade. So said Rashi. A malach has a shlichus to do, and that's it, to do the rotzon Hashem. He can't detract, can't go higher, can't go lower. That's the posh understanding of a malach. When it comes, a Rebbe has to teach, right? What should his main focus be? When a Rebbe teaches a masechta, he should be thinking about his own growth. You know, that by learning this masechta, I'll be able to grow, I'll have more knowledge. Or should his main focus be that the talmidim should grow? Many times we find it, when it comes to discuss, you know, there is an assembly, you know, between all the rabbeim, let's say, and the Rosh Yeshiva, they discuss what should the next masechta be. So you have two choices. Should the choice of the next masechta in the yeshiva be what's better for the Talmidim? Or maybe the Rosh Yeshiva says, listen, I need a masechta that I already said shiurim in the past, I don't have to work so hard. So I'm going to pick a masechta that's better for me. That's not a real Rebbe. A real Rebbe is whose main concern is not for his own personal growth, but his main concern is for the Talmidim. A Rebbe has to be like a Malach. He should be an Oymeid. He should not, right? His idea, his focus should not be that he should also grow into Avadeh. It's a mathematic, he also grows. But that should not be his focus. If Oymeid be a Malach, as far as he's concerned, he's an Oymeid. The idea is that Talmidim should grow. That's if he said, Rab Doimel Malach Hashem. A Malach is an Oymeid. The Rebbe has to, as far as I'm concerned, I'm an Oymeid. My Tachlis is the Talmidim should grow. Not looking what's better for me, but it's better for the Talmidim. There's another pshat. A real Rebbe is someone who does not give up on a Talmud. He demands the best from a Talmud. He demands that the Talmud should be able to reach his potential. Where do you find such a Malach? You find the Malach that makes the grass grow. Read again. Eiloch Esev Be'oris. There is no, right? There is no vegetation or grass. She'eiloch Malach Berikia. What does that Malach do? Makeu Vomaloi Gadel. Ah! You have to have a Rebbe that says Gadel. He presses on you. Gadel. You must grow. You must grow. That's the Malach we're talking about. The same Malach that makes the grass grow. You should also have a Rebbe that's Doimel Malach Hashem. We're also going to try to, yeah, to push you a little harder. Gadel, Gadel, Gadel. You're able to do it. I see you have more potential. You're able to grow. That's the Malach Hashem. That's the kind of Rebbe that you want. The Malach who says Gadel by the grass, you should have a Rebbe that also is like that Malach. He says to you, Gadel, grow and grow and grow. And maybe he believes in you. That's the kind of Rebbe that you should have. So Rabbi Yisrael, let's go by. Let's take a look at the sheet now. Time is moving on here. Okay, we have here, Rabbi Yisrael, the first item we had here. In Ruach Chaim we had, what was the first item? In the middle we had, Ke'inyan HaTfilah, what's Tfilah? Tfilah is Mesiras Nefesh, LaKodesh Baruch Hu, Ke'inyan HaKorban. That's the lashon we just had now. That Tfilah means not stop standing in front of HaKodesh Baruch Hu just saying some words, but Mamish, it should be like Mesiras Nefesh. That's what Tfilah is. There's a sefer called HaYehudi HaKodesh. One of the great tzaddikim was known as the Yid HaKodesh. There's a whole sefer. It's a whole sefer that totally, basically goes through and analyzes the life and experiences of the Yid HaKodesh. Yid HaKodesh was a tremendous goyim. He became the scarif to Chassidus through Reb David Lelever. He was the one who was makarif to Chassidus. He was a tremendous goyim benigla benisser, as a matter of fact, way even before he became, you know, the scarif to the Derech HaChassidus, he was a tremendous Oved Hashem before Chassidus. That's not the Chassidus. Before Chassidus, tremendous Oved Hashem. Matter of fact, nobody really knew his greatness. They never saw him going to a mikveh. They never saw anything. He would go to a mikveh at Chatzos at night. And Mamish, in the freezing weather, didn't make a difference. He would daven in the attic that nobody should be able to see, because he daven with such a brand, such as Lahavis. He didn't want anybody to see his Derech HaAvoida, and so on. This was his Mahalach. When he became back in the Skarav to Derech HaChassidus, the Oyev Yisrael also, the Apter Ruf, and Oyster Moshe Leib Sasever, they recognized, he said, there's an Oyer Godel. There's a tremendous light hidden in him. I said, but he asked that he should not be Megala. Didn't want that they should know who he was. Later on, when he already became known, he became connected with the Choyz of Lublin. The Yid HaKodesh connected with the Choyz of Lublin, of course, the Lublin, which was, everybody knows, the greatness of the Choyz of Lublin. It's called the Choyz because it was able to see me Soif Oil and Vatsoif Oil. That was the Koyach of the Choyz. And then he left the Choyz and he moved to Pshischa. In Pshischa, Mamish, he already attracted hundreds and hundreds of Hasidim, literally. And he was the Rebbe of Rebbe Rebunim of Pshischa. The Rebbe Rebunim of Pshischa, who started the whole Gerach Hasidus and everything, started from there. Kotsk, everything comes from the Rebbe Rebunim of Pshischa. It was the Talmud of the Yid HaKodesh. Yid HaKodesh, as we say, was a tremendous friend, one of the outstanding Tzaddikei Hador. Anyway, so this is from a Sefer, it was called the HaYehudi HaKodesh, and it brings down the following. V'hinei zuhu avoido b'yerosoi ha'gdoyle shal Yehud HaKodesh, z'chutz yogin aleinu. Take a little bit of a glimpse of the tremendous Avoida of the Yid HaKodesh. Loi also b'koiches pshutim urugilin. His Avoida was not with the average, right? With the average usual koiches that an average person uses. Rak hakoil b'koiches shalemala mederech hateva. His Avoida Hashem was superhuman. Ubimsiris nefesh b'poil mamish. So we're talking about here that tefillah b'ayit b'mesiras nefesh, that was the avodah of the Yid HaKodesh. His avodah was mamish l'mal m'derech ha-teva with mesiras nefesh. For shekosav, for kedushas adoni of imayri b'chalkas Yeshua. Chalkas Yeshua was from the Biala Rebbe, from the early Biala Rebbes. The Chalkas Yeshua writes, api amuve b'yismach Yisrael. The Yismach Yisrael was the great Rebbe of Alexander. That was Yismach Yisrael. Going back pre-war, Chorban Europe, Alexander was a very great Hasidus, thousands of Hasidim. So the Yismach Yisrael writes the following regarding the Yid HaKodesh. Listen, the Yismach Yisrael himself was a great tzaddik, and he writes regarding the Yid HaKodesh. Shebuchol yoyim koydim tefilosoi, every day before he went to daven, listen to this. Kibel bichas preidom mibnei beisoi. He wasn't sure that he's going to survive after davening. He said goodbye to his family, because he'll be davening at Kalois HaNefesh, it may reach his Yitzis Neshama. Imagine such an avoider. Before, every day before he went to daven, he said goodbye to his family. Who knows if I'll return? His daven was such a mysterious nefesh that made mamish. Soma nafshi lelekim. Right? Soma nafshi lelekim, it says. Ki nichsvo nichsavti mamdi, such a tremendous kisufim, tremendous desire. At kerikach kol so nafshi. That's the idea. He was mamish, he was mekabel, bichas preda kemosh hoi lachloi lomoi. And that's Merumas. V'zoyis ha-brocha sheberach Moshe lifnei Moshe. So he said pshat like this. Moshe Rabbeinu gave a brocha, he tied sheberach kebiyochel seshem yizborach. When a Yid davens in a certain way, we praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'zoyis ha-brocha sheberach Moshe. Right? But that's when we daven, right? We keep praising the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In a certain sense, we keep praising and we give brochas to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We say Baruch Hu seshem amvoyrach, right? Right? Baruch Hashem amvoyrach loylem voyeb. So v'zoyis ha-brocha sheberach Moshe, which means v'zeh dargah shel tefillah she b'bchirich lifnei Moshe by Moshe Rabbeinu. This is how we touched home 11 b'derech drush. V'zoyis ha-brocha Moshe Rabbeinu was giving a brocha kibiyochel to Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he was davening lifnei Moshe. It was always like lifnei Moshe, because he never knew, never knew if he was going to survive. The tefillah was such a serious nefesh, it was always k'inya m'serious nefesh. He says k'moy tefillah ha-yud ha-kodesh, like the tefillah of the yud ha-kodesh. And he goes further and he brings Umalas HaTzadikim, he says Hanoiroyim Halolu She'oidim Hashem Yisborach B'pchiriz Mesiras Nefesh Nire She'be Madrege Shoyne. This is such an unusual Madrege B'tachlis G'voy Meyoid. It's such a tremendous high avoida, because Ki'be avoida B'mesiras Nefesh, when you serve Hashem with Mesiras Nefesh, Nase Etzem Haguf Mezuchach K'mo Neshama, you could become like a Neshama. Because Mesiras Nefesh basically means is that what you're giving up your goof, you're sacrificing your goof to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So your goof now becomes so purified, your goof becomes like a neshama. The Yosef and Madregis Amalochim. The Sefer Chalkas Yeshua says, this is, these words are the following. These are the words of the Chalkas Yeshua. The Inyan Shenikra Mesiras Nefesh doesn't say Mesiras Haguf. Why is it Mesiras Nefesh? Just say Mesiras Haguf, right? Mesiras Nefesh, Kipshuta Mesiras Nefesh means he's giving up his goof. Why is it Mesiras Nefesh? Ladati, in my mind, the reason it's called Mesiras Nefesh, not Mesiras Haguf, because be im she'odem bo ledar gezul, because when a person reaches that madrega, because the goof itself is a neshama. Mesiras Nefesh, the goof is a nefesh. The goof itself becomes a bechin of a nefesh. So now, talking about this aspect of tefillah Mesiras Nefesh, let's go to number two. This is a very beautiful vort in this Chodesh Adar, close to Parsha Zohar already. So we'll see something very, very beautiful, really. You'll see over here, from the Sefer Shem and Rosh Chelik Tes, Parsha Kesiso. On the Pasuk, let's take a look, Rabbi. We all know this Pasuk in the Megillah. Ish Yehudi Hoye B'Shushan Abiro, Ushmoy Mordechai, Ben Yoyer, Ben Shimei, Ben Kish. You realize, the Megillah mentions, right, three levels of Yichus. Mordechai was Ben Yoyer, Ben Shimi Ben Kish. So Chazal Darshan each Yichus. Chazal Darshan Ben Yoyer. What does Yoyer mean? What does Shimi mean? What does Kish mean? So listen to that. The Gemara Megillah. Vinei, very beautiful. Behold the Darshu Ben Yoyer. Morchat Sadik was Ben Yoyer. Yoyer means light. Sheheir Einayim Shal Yisrael B'Tfilosoi. Morchat Sadik taught Yidin how to daven. Hear this. Morchat was Ben Yoyer. Mordechai was Ben Yoyer means that he taught Yidin Sheheir. He illuminated, he opened the eyes of Yidin to tefillah. That's called Ben Yoyer. What does Ben Shimi mean? Sheshoma Kel Tefilosoi.
Ben Shimi. So the Baruch Hu heard the tefillah of Mordechai Tzadik. And what does Ben Kish mean? You know what Kish means? To bang. Kish means to bang. Shehei Kish al dal serachmim. He banged on the doors of Rachmim. It's a very nice gewaldig pshat, Rabbosai, but it seems that it's out of order. First you bang on the door, right? And then you daven, and then the Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to your tefillah. But the names Ben Yoy, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish go in opposite order. L'chayra ha'seidu hu mehupach. Why? Shai b'tchila should have been Ben Kish should have been the first thing. Mordechai Ben Kish. Why? Because first b'tchila hei Kish al darach Rachmim. First he banged on the doors of Rachmim. The shuv nishmat v'filosoi, and then his tefillah was heard. So now everybody saw the power of tefillah. So at the end, they saw the power of tefillah. After hey iroi neim shal yisoil, why is it first mentioned ben yoyer shehei iroi neim shal yisoil betefillah? Look right after the end. Everything is like a seder over here. So here the Shemin Rosh says, I say very very beautiful. Listen to this. It's very very apropos. Acho inyan hu. The strength and the power, the efficacy of a tefillah is how much kavanah you put into it. What empowers the tefillah, you empower your tefillah. How much kavanah you have into it? Famous Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Shnayim she'oyim lemito. Two people, Rabbi Sai, are sick in bed. Right? V'chul yin shove. They have the same machla. Two people have the exact same machla. Two people are taken to court, never to be executed. Gardum is a beizvad, shedonim boy in the fishes lariga. Right? So two people are going to court, v'dinam shove. Shneim nitpesu al dover echot. It was the same crime. At the end of the day, ze yorad min amitav, ze lo yorad. This choyle got better, this one did not get better. Ze nisu, right? This prisoner was saved, this one not saved. Zehis follow Nana. This one damned and was answered. His tefillah was answered. That's why he recovered. That's why he was spared. Zehis follow v'loy Nana. Why? Why did this person tefillah as accepted? The other one not. V'nema Zehis follow v'nana v'zeh loy Nana. Zehis follow tefillah shaleima mishvin diskam. The one who damned with kavona Nana. V'zeh loy follow tefillah shaleima loy Nana. So before we go further, actually, maybe not. Maybe not. The obvious question is, if somebody, his life is on the line, he's not davening b'kavana? If somebody's life is on the line, two people are in court to be executed. Both davened, one was answered, one was not. The one who davened b'kavana was answered. Why would the other one not daven b'kavana? If there's any time to daven b'kavana, is now. Two choylem, who are choylem b'sukum, both are choylem b'sukum, both. One davened b'kavana, one didn't. What's happening? You know, at least every day, you can say on a regular day, you don't daven with kavana, let's say. Okay, on a regular day. But it's a choyle mesukin. He knows. It's either now or never. So look on top of the sheet. Ubemes ador repele. Look on top of the sheet. Ubemes ador repele. Eich yitokin sheyoyed lemito. How is it possible that someone who is so sick, or oylo legardum, he's in the execution court. V'nafshoy nesuna betzora. Ad gezeiras din moves. V'oymed l'spalol l'vakish rachmim v'lo yit filosof shleima. How is it possible? Is this circumstance possible? We know there are circumstances you don't daven b'kavana. But such a circumstance? How is it possible that yit filosof shleima shleischam mit filosoi? V'chi otu b'shuftan yiskin aloshin gemara. Are we talking about a foolish person here? Talking about das. So he's davening now. He's davening now sent to save his life. How's the shaykh? It's not b'kavona. And the teretz is such an emissary teretz. Look at the teretz of that. Ach ha'inyin hu. Ki lepo'omim ein royo ha'odom monos b'derech ha'teva. A person sees that b'derech ha'teva there's no escape. L'matzovoy shenikla b'toychoy. The matzav that I'm caught on, b'derech ha'teva I can't explain. And hu yoyret l'mito. He's confined to a bed. V'amatzav chomer moit. It's a very serious matzav. V'haroifim yayshim. And the roifim give up hope. Right? The same idea is also somebody mamish, he's in court, he's being sentenced to death. Right? He's being sentenced to death. He oyle legardum. He goes into the execution court, ladun. For orchidin and the lawyers are telling him, shematzovoy kosher. V'odam nasem mishuchtamem. You know what it means? A person's blinded to what the doctor says. The doctor says there's no refuah. The lawyer says, you have a slim chance. Rabbosai, let's face it. Unfortunately, we are influenced by what the Teva says. We can think back in our own lives, when you know there's a real Cholim Mesukim, you say Tehillim for him, but deep down, do you really believe that the Tefillah is going to help him? You say, unfortunately, we see a lot of people don't make it, right? It's a fact. So you say to yourself, so do you really believe in the power of your Tefillah? The doctor says there's no hope. The lawyer said there's no hope. So you go and you're dumb. You know, you're dumb because what else should you do? You open up a Tefillah. But deep down, do you say to yourself, do you really believe the Tefillah is going to help you? When he comes to such a man, Vishum Kashoim is power. So now when he goes to Dam, who oyser zois rak, but to Hamanosa Bashem, and the Dolagil is to Dam, but Behuba Atzmoy Einoy Mamin, should feel also a Tuchalasa Shino Ba Matzah Shomibor. He does not believe that he can be a Mishan of the Teva. He does not believe it really. But being, look, you're an El Chayit, so you go ahead and you Dam. What else should you do? When it comes to such a matzav, a yid is supposed to say, "Kodesh Baruch Hu koil yochol, v'hakol umiyodoy." He sent the machla, v'yuchal rapoisoy. Who halei legadum? He brought me to this court, v'yuchal haridoy. All that he has to do, v'ein loy rak lishpuch sechosa, just pour out your heart, v'rinosa lifna kodesh Baruch Hu. V'im yiske b'maisov, if you have any schus, ha-rebi yodosh la-kodesh Baruch Hu, la-anoise to answer mit philosophy. When we say that two people davened, one davened in El Chetzila, the other didn't, what it means, both davened b'kavona, Rabbi Isai. What the difference is? Both dam be kavona. No, so how come one tefillah was answered? Both dam be kavona, but one believed in the power of tefillah, one did not believe. Both dam be kavona. Yes, avadam dam. Referring to Hashem, but did he believe that tefillah is going to do it? Amul yom ulish. So it does not mean this dam be kavona. If not now, when are you going to dam be kavona? If not now, avay dam be kavona. But do you believe that your tefillah has the courage to change the masif when the doctor says no? Do you believe? But the lawyer says no, that it can change the masses. That's the chilik between the two people. Next paragraph. Shechol Olamus. Cheskiyo HaMelech was deathly sick. And now he's deathly sick. Rabbi Isai, it was not a doctor that said he's going to die. A Novi said he's going to die. When a Novi says something, it has to come true. He's a Novi. Yeshaya Novi comes to me, Mavakar Chole Cheskiyo, and said you're going to die. Normally, what you do is you write it small and finish. That's it. Listen, you buy a caver. So what happened was, Vayovay Elov Yeshayo ben Omri Sanovi. Yeshaya come to be Menachem Ovel. Not Menachem Ovel, Bivaka Choyle. Vayoyim, and he says, Koyoma Hashem Tzavokas, I'm speaking in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzav LaBeischa, write your will. Last rites. Kimeis Atov LaSichia. You're going to die. In other words, it's not that you're dying a natural death. Hashem says you're going to die. It's not a type of a sickness that you can hope for a refuah. El nevuas Hashem, this is a nevuas Hashem, kimei sato. What did Cheskiyo say? He wasn't a spoil. Cheskiyo was not a spoil. Big deal, you're a novi. Vavu became Omru Chazal. You know what Cheskiyo said? Sheheshlo, Cheskiyo Melech responded, Ben Omoitz, Kalu V'yoscho. Let's say, throw away your nevuah, he says. I'm not interested in your nevuah. Leave. You're telling me, Kimei Sato, you're giving a message, but dying? Kach mekublani mebeis aviyabu. Cheskiyo says, I have a Kabbalah from my Zedek. Even there's a sword, a sharp sword, it's already on the throat of a person. Do not hold back from being mevakish rachmim. The last minute, Cheskiyo turned his face to the wall. My kir, kir means from kir asliboy, from the depth of his heart. He downed from the depth of his heart. And he lived another 15 years. The koich atfilah changed the nevuah. That was some boss of a dom is saying, a doctor is saying. It changed. Now listen, weiter. Going back to Mordechai ben Yoir, ben Shimi, ben Kish. Look how beautiful now. K'moikein hoi b'mei Mordechai v'Esther. Hagzeira hoi sekoshem oif. B'derech ha-teva did not seem there's any way out of here. Haman was the highest person. Hamelo be'atzmoi chosom alei. The Melech himself signed on it. Uksav Ashenichta b'shem Hamelech v'nachtoim b'tabas Hamelech. That is sealed. Ein lohoshim. So it's ein lohoshim. There's no way out. Haman Roshim muflag b'sinos al Yisrael. Haman Roshim is extreme sign Yisrael. Right, an extreme sign Yisrael. V'achashverosh Chazal say Ojeser. Hashem is even a bigger sign Yisrael. The Gemara says. Achenevat sivrom v'tikvosom. They lost their hope. Shivoshu minasorahu. So you know what Mordechai, so listen, boy, he said very beautiful. Before Mar, now, so what do you do normally? Right? You send out an email, right? In Shushan Abira, you send out an email, everybody let's come and daven. That's not enough, you know why? Because everybody says, okay, we're going to come to daven. But deep down, are they going to believe in the power of tefillah? It's not good enough to send an email, come and daven. You know what you have to do first? First, you have to give them a 2-hour drasha that should understand what tefillah means. Ah, then we go to daven. So Mordechai, before davening, Mordechai ben Yoir, Sheheir name shall you saw tefillah. He opened the eyes to the koyach of tefillah. Because before you daven, you have to impress upon you the influence of the koyach and the power of tefillah. Because to have to daven, we found two people daven, Zeh Nana and Zeh Loi Nana. This one is answer, is not answer. Especially when it seems there's no hope. So Mordechai Tzadik first, Ben Yoir, before you go to daven, first come Ben Yoir, let's take a look. So Zeh Bo Mordechai Ben Yoir, Shemetchila Heire Neim Shal Yisroa B'tfila, Sheyeidu Goy Rukoy Chatfila, Shehaklu Rak Mashem, Ubertsoy Soy Marchi, Ubertsoy Soy Mekatzer, because Boko can make wide, he can make smooth, whatever. The Kasher Yeirwe Neim B'zeh, ah, now when they understand the Koy Chatfila, Oz Yit Filosim Shleim, now they're going to daven this and daven this up. The stader called Kavanoso on Bat Philip. Voidion ben Shimi. He was Moidia them Shkosh Bogu Shemea Tfil Skopeh. That's all that Mochet taught them. Mochet taught them Kosh Bogu Shemea. Frank Achaze ben Kisha. Then they went to Dam. Ben Kishmi. Then he banged on the door. Then Hekish al Dalse Rachmim Veniftachuloi. Masoso Kisid Rashanu Bukhalavavcha and Bukhalav Shecha. Very, very beautiful thing. It's order. To appreciate, Rabbi Stein. I got until one more minute. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rabbi Sai, needs no introduction. Someone who basically is Mishsaim, he reviews all of Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi, Shulchan Aruch, Medrash, and Tanakh every year. That's the way it's said. I used to always think only Talmud Bavli. They find Talmud Yerushalmi and the added Shulchan Aruch. I mean, Azay Zuchman. That's all that. So every year. So the way it works, by the way, in order to complete Talmud Bavli, in 1 year, you have to basically have to study 7.5 blot, because you know the Sima Shas takes 7.5 years. So you have to study 7.5 blot a day. So Chaim studies 8 blot a day. Why? So it doesn't have to feel the pressure during the final month, you know, as he nears the completion of Shas for that year. So, because at the end, it's... So he studies 8 blot a day. And usually what it is, he completes his Seder before Nates in the morning, and then he davens at Nates at sunrise. That's the Seder Hayom every day. His Seder of learning the 8 blot a day is by the morning, every morning, by Nates, he already completes it. It was in the fall of the year 2001, by 2001. So Rav Chaim, he suffered a stroke. And he remembers was the situation, he suffered a stroke. And while recuperating, the name of the hospital, everybody might be familiar, Bnei Brak Maina Yeshua, that's the name of the hospital over there, in Bnei Brak. So he began physical therapy, and the therapist went to Rav Chaim to ask him to write something on a blank sheet of paper, to get the motor skills. So the therapist had him to practice to write. So the first opportunity, the first writing, the therapist gave him a blank piece of paper, write something on it. So Rav Chaim, as you know, that who wrote a lot of Sfarim himself, writing was an integral part of his life, actually writing. So with difficulty at first, he wrote in Hebrew, Yukumpurkam in Shemaya. Yukumpurkam in Shemaya means my Yeshua, right, comes from heaven. Purkam means the salvation, to be redeemed. My salvation comes from heaven. And the therapist was very interested. So why he chose those words, he says. Obviously, it's a tefillah for recovery. Which means, my salvation will come from heaven. So it's a tefillah for recovery. But he said, I'm a therapist for many, many years. And whenever I give a patient, such as yourself, to write for the first time, most people write their name. You didn't write your name. You wrote Yukumpurkam in Shemaya. Why did you write your name? Chaim, right, in a stroke matzev, right away says, what do you mean? There's a Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Chof Aleph, Omer Aleph. The Gemara said that a person should never write his name on a blank sheet of paper, because a dishonest person might find it and write above the signature that the undersigned owns the money and he would be liable. So you can't sign your name on a blank piece of paper. Somebody finds it. All right, you have a signature there, right? I can say, you owe me $1,000. You'd be liable. Don't do that. So B'chaim, you see, Torah was part of him, no matter what kind of a matzah, he always remembered the Gemara and what you have to do, what you're able to do, what you're not going to do. That shows what the life of Torah was about. That's the etzem, that's the mitzvah of a person. No matter what kind of a state one is, one never forgets what Chazal have taught. And that's the koyach and the ability that a person is able to reach. And with Hashem, we should all be able to reach all the three amudim, Torah and Avodah and Gemilas Chasodim, to do it.